Thanks for calling the Roundup helpline. My name is John. This is a recorded line. Am I speaking to Camila Taylor?
Yes.
Hi, Camila. Good morning to you, or good day. Were
Good morning.
you or a loved one diagnosed with a cancer after using the popular weed killer spray Roundup?
Yes, I was.
Oh, I'm sorry to hear that. This is for you then. You'll be filing a claim for yourself.
Yes.
Okay. And before I begin, have you obtained an attorney to help you with filing a claim?
No.
Okay. Are you willing to affirm under penalty that you have not sought legal representation, advice from another law firm or attorney for this specific matter, or signed documents from another law firm? Are you willing to affirm that's true?
That's true. I haven't.
Okay. And then regrettably, you were diagnosed with
What?
non-Hodgkin's lymphoma. Okay. And when was that diagnosis made and how old were you?
It was made in, how old was I? Oh, I can't go back that far. It was 2015, 2016.
Okay.
I'm 40. I'll be 48 next month. I got to add that up, subtract that. You caught me in the process of getting ready for work. My
Okay.
mind wasn't focused on that one.
You have at least 20 or 30 minutes that we can do the sign up here?
I would, yeah, I do. I just have to, let me get my earbuds. Hold on.
Okay, what year was it that you were diagnosed with non-Hodgkin's lymphoma?
Hello?
Yeah.
Okay, I can hear you.
When were you, do you know, can you give me the date that you were diagnosed, the approximate date you were diagnosed with
Yeah.
non-Hodgkin lymphoma?
Yeah, give me 1 second and I'm going to tell you. September 2015.
September 2015. Okay. I'm sorry to hear that. Okay.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Okay. And do you know the subtype of your of non-Hodgkin's lymphoma? Do you know what type subtype it was?
Yes. Can I spell it to you? Because I can't pronounce it.
I'm sorry. Do you know what type subtype?
Hello. Can you let it go out?
Yeah. Do you know the subtype of non-Hodgkin's lymphoma that you had?
Yeah, it was a stage one.
It was stage one. Okay. You're not certain.
Mm-hmm.
You don't know what subtype it is. Okay. Have you had more than one non-Hodgkin's lymphoma diagnosis, one NHL diagnosis, more than one?
No, I just had one.
Okay, thank you. And then you're filing this claim for yourself, and you are living today.
Thank God. And
yes.
I'm cancer-free. Amen.
And then you were diagnosed with non-Hodgkin's lymphoma September 2015?
2016.
Oh, 2016. I'm sorry. Do you know the day by any chance?
Mm-hmm. That's what I was telling you. No, it was like in the beginning of the month because my mom's birthday on the 4th, and I found out right after that.
Okay, so I'll put September 7th, 2010. Or
that's fine. I just remember being after my mom's birthday. I remember that part much.
Okay, I'll put September 7th, as a rough, as
Okay.
approximate date. And
That's
then
fine.
how did you use Roundup? Did you use it as in a home setting, work setting?
Yes, it was at my home. I had just purchased a house, and you know how you want to get your yard together and grow
Yes.
my little garden. And I have been using that. Well, I got it from my uncle. My uncle, my great uncle, has been using that for years.
Okay.
And he died from cancer, but we didn't know at the time. So I was continuing using it.
What is the address of that property that you lived at that you used Roundup?
1385 South Wellington Street, Memphis, Tennessee, 38106.
1385?
Mm-hmm, 1385.
1385, and the name of the street?
Is South Wellington, Wellington.
And that's in what city or town?
Memphis, Tennessee.
Memphis, Tennessee?
38106. Mm-hmm.
So it's 1385 South Wellington Street.
Mm-hmm.
And that's in Memphis.
Mm-hmm.
Tennessee, 38106.
Correct.
Okay. And then do you have any other do you know any other person that used Roundup and was diagnosed with cancer?
Yes, sir.
And who was that person?
My sister.
Okay.
I had her using it
okay,
as well, not knowing.
Okay, could you have your sister give me a call then?
I was going to give you a call. My sister, cancer kind of like spread it, and her diabetes done got a little worse, and she fell the other day, and I had to take her to the emergency room.
Oh, I'm sorry to hear that.
So I was going to have her to call you once she got the feeling better. She kind of messed up her face.
And you were diagnosed with non-Hodgkin's lymphoma at the age of, in your 40s, did you say?
Yeah, I would say 38, 39.
Okay. And how many years did you use Roundup? How many years did you use Roundup?
Oh, I didn't stop using Roundup until 2015 when I started feeling sick and stuff.
Oh, I'm sorry. So you used Roundup. Did you use Roundup before you got diagnosed?
Yes, I used Roundup. I started using it 2004, 2005 when I first got my house.
Okay. And then, so how many years would you say you've used it as approximately?
I'd say 15 years.
15 years, okay. And did you spray Roundup at least 10 days or more?
Oh, yeah.
Okay. And then... Am I speaking to you on a cell phone or a landline?
This is my cell phone.
Okay. And you're a citizen of the United States?
Yes, sir.
Okay. And then have you had any of these illnesses, HIV or AIDS, autoimmune disease, hepatitis C, rheumatoid arthritis, diabetes mellitus, organ transplant, hepatitis B, Epstein-Barr, or lupus?
No.
Okay. And have you needed cancer chemotherapy for cancer other than non-Hodgkin's lymphoma?
No.
Okay. Is there any history of cancer in your family?
Besides my uncle and them that used Roundup, can you hold for 1 second? One second,
yeah,
please.
Sure. Yes, you can.
Hello?
Yes, hi, Camila.
Hello,
Okay.
sorry about that. That was my job. Somebody trying to steal off the job.
It's okay. All right. So now I'm going to be asking for your information because you'll be filing a claim so you can get
Sure.
compensation. Your name is Camilla. Camilla. Is it Camilla?
Correct.
Okay. And is Taylor your last name? Taylor?
Correct.
Okay. And then do you have a suffix to your name, like a junior, senior, first, second, or third?
No.
Okay. And you're a female, correct?
Correct.
And what is your marital status?
I'm not
Single then? Single unmarried?
married.
Okay.
Yes.
And then the law firm does need your Social Security number to put on the authorization to release medical records to get confirmation that you were diagnosed with non-Hodgkin lymphoma. Can I get the last four digits of your social?
0184.
0184. Okay, thank you. And then what is your date of birth, please?
11/21/1976.
11/21/1976.
Correct.
Okay. And then how did you first learn that you may have developed non-Hodgkin's lymphoma from exposure to Roundup? How did you learn that? Was it through a marketing, a television ad? Was it from something you saw on the internet?
Yeah, I seen it on the commercial, and then I seen it on the internet. So when I seen it on the internet, I clicked on it just to see will
Okay.
I be able to get anything.
And then when did you make that click? Because I would have been on the internet. When did you make that click? Approximately.
That was like, oh. That's been a minute ago.
I'm sorry, about a year ago?
Probably so, about a year and a half, maybe 2 years ago.
Okay. So maybe you think maybe at the most 2 years ago?
Yeah, I'm gonna say at the most it's been about 2 years.
Okay. So for the date that this would be the date that you made a connection that you may have developed cancer from Roundup, and that was about 2 years ago, and you found an ad on the internet. And I'm gonna use 2 years from today's date, 10/28/2022. Would that be okay?
That's fine.
Okay, and then what is your height in feet and inches, and then your weight, please?
I'm 5'2",
Okay.
and I weigh 205 pounds.
Okay, let me repeat that. Make sure I have it right. 5 feet, 2 inches, 205 pounds.
Correct.
Okay, and then your email address, please, Camilla.
Taylor Camilla 26 at gmail.com.
It is your last name and then your first name?
Correct.
Okay, at gmail.com.
Correct. 26.
Oh.
26 after Camilla.
Okay. So it's Taylor Camilla 26 at gmail.com.
Correct.
Okay, and we said that this phone number I'm speaking to you on is your cell phone. And is the law firm's going to do a case verification call? It only takes a minute or two to complete. So they'll call you on the cell phone number. Is that all right? Okay, and do you have a preference of what time you can be reached? Morning, afternoon, or evening?
It don't matter. They can reach me.
Okay, would afternoon be okay?
That's fine.
Okay, and then so you beginning in 2000, what was it? 2005.
Five.
Yeah, 2005 is when you started using it because you moved into that house. How many times a year did you use it?
Oh, so many times a year. Oh my God. I used it from March up until October when it started getting cold. I used it quite a bit
Okay, so March, April,
in
May,
my
June,
yard
July,
because I was,
August.
yeah.
So about 8 months is
I
how often you use it.
Yeah, probably about 6 months out of a year.
Okay. I'll put 6 months out of the year. Okay. And then did you spray Roundup for at least one full year before your diagnosis?
Well, yeah, except for when it's wintertime, you know, we get snow here in Michigan.
Okay, so would you say that you started spraying Roundup, you said 2005, you said, right?
April 2005.
Okay. And then when did you stop using Roundup?
September 2015.
Okay. Did you say September 2015?
2015 is when I stopped.
Okay. A year before your diagnosis?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So for September, I'm going to put September 30th, the last day of the month, when you stop using
okay.
Roundup. And why did you stop using Roundup?
Oh, because of the symptoms that I was having. My throat was itchy. I had pain. I couldn't hardly breathe. I had a lump on my neck.
Okay. And you said you used it seasonally?
Yes.
And how was it applied? Did you use the hand sprayer, a backpack, or a tractor with hoses? Hand sprayer probably, right?
Oh, the sprayer.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Did you use any protective gear when applying Roundup?
No, I didn't.
That's all right. And it, how did you apply it, and how big of an area was it applied?
Well, my yard is pretty big. I have a very big, large backyard.
Okay.
My house is on a hill.
How large
so,
do you think that backyard is?
I'd probably say probably close to a half an acre.
And then, so you use it this house that's in, Tennessee, correct? You use it in Tennessee? Tennessee?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
You use it in a residential setting?
Yes, my house, exactly.
And you were first. How were you first exposed to Roundup?
How did I learn about it?
No, how were you first exposed to Roundup?
I guess from spraying it.
Okay. And you used it to kill weeds?
Yeah, I shouldn't have sprayed it that much, I guess.
Thank you.
I just blame myself for it.
Would you say that your exposure was direct as opposed to indirect?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And you said you did personally spray Roundup?
Yes.
And how often were you present during the application of Roundup? 100% of the time it was being used?
100% of the time, yes, I was using it.
And then how many exposures to Roundup have you had in your lifetime, as a rough estimate? More than 100 times?
I'm going to say yeah, because I wasn't counting, and it was a bunch of times.
Do you live near a water well?
It's probably about 15, 20 miles from me.
Oh, then you don't live near a water well. Okay.
Mm-mm.
Do you get water? Do you get your well water from a well? Probably not, right?
No.
Have you ever been exposed to any other herbicide?
No.
Have you ever been exposed to benzene?
No.
What about Agent Orange?
No.
Okay. And what type of Roundup product did you use? Was it the concentrate or was it the premix?
It was the concentrate.
Okay. Do you remember when and where you purchased Roundup?
Yes, I bought it from Home Depot.
Okay.
Home Depot on Poplar.
You can confirm that you did purchase at Home Depot, but you don't know when. You're unsure when it was purchased?
No, I can't say when, because that was in 2015 when I used to buy it.
Okay.
I mean, 2005 when I used to buy it.
Okay. And then do you have any purchase information? Are you able to provide any purchase information? Like,
yeah, you have to give me a minute because it's in my basement, and I have to get to it.
Wait, do you have receipts in your possession?
Yes. Yeah.
Okay. And what would you be able to provide receipts?
Once I can get in that basement, go through my boxes.
Okay, but you.
I keep all my stuff.
Okay. And do you have any Roundup in your possession now?
No.
Okay. Have you ever smoked?
No.
Okay. Are you currently employed?
Yes.
Okay.
Can
I get the name of your employer?
Yes. It's called Bellevue.
Can you spell that out for me? I could barely hear you. I'm sorry.
Bellevue.
Okay. That's Bellevue?
Correct.
Is that, and what's next out of Bellevue?
Bellevue Inn, I-N-N.
Oh, Bellevue Inn. And that's in which city or state?
Mm-hmm. Same city and state, Memphis, Tennessee.
It's in Memphis, Tennessee?
Yes.
Is it the location on 1250 South Bellevue Boulevard?
That's it.
Okay, great. Thank you. And what is your job title there?
Supervisor, housekeeper. But how about some man over there that stole me my shoes at the door?
Have you lost any time from work because of surgery or treatment related to your medical condition?
Yes, I lost 3 years.
Okay. In what years were you out of work?
2015, 2016, 2017, 2018. I just started back to work in 2019.
2015 through 2017?
Mm-hmm.
I'm sorry to hear that.
Thank you.
Have you ever been in the military?
No.
Have you ever been involved in another lawsuit?
No.
Have you ever filed a disability or workman's compensation claim?
Thank you. No.
Have you ever filed bankruptcy?
No.
Other than a minor traffic offense, have you ever been convicted of a crime?
Nope.
Okay. And then, what was the, do you know the doctor's name that diagnosed your cancer?
Ian Clark. I-A-N. Clark.
Okay. And where is Dr. Ian Clark at? Ian Clark.
Methodist University.
Is that in Memphis?
Yes.
Okay. Okay, I found them. Is his address 1265 Union Avenue in Memphis?
That's it.
Okay, thank you. I also have a phone number of 901-516-7182. Does that sound right to you?
That sounds it.
Okay, thank you. And how has your diagnosis of lymphoma impacted your life?
Awful. Stressful, depression.
I'm sorry to hear that.
My baby's sick from it. I got pregnant.
They can turn on.
My baby goes to the doctor because of that. Yep. My baby got sick from it.
So I said negative physical, emotional, and economic impact. Are you aware if there's medical records that can confirm your diagnosis? Do you know if they exist?
They better.
Okay.
I don't think the storm took them away.
Okay. And so Dr. Clark, he's affiliated with Methodist Healthcare, Memphis Hospitals, is that right?
Right.
Okay. My next question is, the diagnosis that we made, is that the date that can we use that date as the date that you were treated for non-Hodgkin's lymphoma?
Uh-huh.
September 7th, 2015, right?
16.
Oh, 2016.
Yeah.
September.
No, 2015. I think it's 16. 16.
We'll use that date as also the date that you were treated for non-Hodgkin's lymphoma.
Mm-hmm.
And what type of treatment did you receive for NHL? Did you get stem cell treatment, chemotherapy, immunotherapy?
Yes.
Was it chemotherapy?
Biopsy, chemo, yes.
Okay. All right. And then what is your address, please?
I told you already, 1385 South Webster.
Okay, that's, you still live there. Okay, 1385 South. Sorry, just checking. You haven't moved since that address. Okay, so 1385
no,
South Wellington
sir.
Street. Okay.
That's my house. The house I bought.
And there's no unit number or apartment number. That's an actual residence, right?
It's a house. Exactly.
Got it. Okay, 1385 South Wellington Street, Memphis, Tennessee, 38106.
Mm-hmm.
All right, we're getting close to wrapping
mm-hmm.
up. The law firm does ask for an emergency
yeah.
contact in case something unfortunate happens to you. Who would you like to list as the emergency contact? And does a person live with you?
My sister,
okay.
Angela Taylor.
Does she live with you?
No.
No, okay. And it's Angela Taylor?
Yes.
Angela's A-N-G-E-L-A?
Correct.
And she's your sister. And what's her phone number?
901-461-8273.
Let me make sure I got it right. 901-461-8270?
8273? Yes.
Okay, perfect. 901-461-8273. Can we have permission to contact her if necessary?
Yes.
Okay, perfect. Okay. Camila, I'm sorry to hear that you used Roundup to kill weeds and you were later diagnosed with non-Hodgkin's lymphoma. According to our intake, that was on September 2016. I used September 7th, a few days after your mom's birthday, I think you said. You use it in a residential setting. Initially said 15 years you used it, but when we asked for the time frame.
15.
Yeah, 10,
mm-hmm.
correct. That's, I'm going to change the response from 15 to 10. That's 2005 to 2015.
Please, I looked at it.
Yeah.
Yeah, I was counting on my fingers.
It's okay. Don't worry. That's what I'm here for. And you did use it in a residential setting. You used it for at least 1 year before your diagnosis. You used it for at least 10 days within a year, more than that, actually. And then I've confirmed Camilla, C-A-M-I-L-L-A, Taylor. No suffix, female, single, never married. Last four of your social, 0184. Date of birth, November 21st, 1976. Confirmed your email address, your phone number. Everything looks good. I'm going to be sending you... By the way, I'm going to change the date for stopping Roundup. I changed to September 7th, 2015, so it matches the date that you got diagnosed. I'm going to send you a text message with a link to the legal form to sign. That's authorization for legal representation, so the law firm can represent you to get you a settlement. And it also includes an authorization to release medical records. You'll be getting that text message in just a moment, okay? Have you ever done DocuSign?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Okay, perfect. You do meet this criteria. The law firm will work on your case on a contingency basis, meaning they won't charge you anything unless they're successful in getting you recovery for damages. The split is 40% is what they get, and 60% is what you get. You get 60% of the recovery, standard for a mass tort.
Okay.
The law firm is Pulaski Kirker. They're going to be contacting you, as I mentioned to you, to do the case verification call. That'll happen sometime in the next between now and the next 2 weeks. If you don't get a call from them, call me and let me know, okay? Because I want to make sure that they do pick up your case.
Yeah. It's her name on Grundy, sir. It's another shit. It's me, it's like that, sir.
I just sent you the link to the text message with the forms.
Okay. So as I get it, I'll do what I need to do with it.
Yeah. I'll be on the phone with you.
I don't know if it's going to come through while we're on the phone. I'm not for sure. So far, I ain't got nothing.
If you put me on speaker, it should come through. I mean, if you put me on speaker, you'll be able to see your text messages.
I got you on my earbuds, and I got my home screen on, waiting on my message to pop up.
Okay.
So that's what I'm waiting on now.
Okay.
I was 15 years old. Don't do this. Nothing like her dad being in the middle of the world. I can only imagine what being coming out of you. I can only imagine what
being coming out of you.
Don't do this.
5056892.
Uh huh. It should be coming in a minute.
Okay. Do you get delays? Are your text messages they take a little bit of time to come to you?
Yes, sir. I'm with Metro. They raggedy.
All right.
Look like it just came through for the.
Okay.
Walked outside, but Metro is raggedy.
Should be from DocuSign.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, perfect. So I'll be on the phone with you to answer any questions you have or help you with signing if you need it. And then once you complete signing, we're all done.
One second.
Sure.
Hello?
Yeah, I'm here, Camila.
Okay. Sorry. It disconnected from earbuds.
Okay. So the first thing it's asking you to do is to agree to SMS messages, and then you'll see review and act on these documents. Do you see that?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Oh, it went, okay, my email.
What's that?
I said, no, I'm continuing it on my email.
Mm-hmm. Oh, you are? Oh, you're doing it from your email? Okay. Is that easier?
Yeah, I'm doing it from my email.
Yeah, you can do that. You can either use the phone or email, whatever is easier for you. And we're almost done. Don't forget that after we finish today,
I have my salad.
Be on the lookout for a call from Lost Burger. That's the Lost Burger.
I hope it worked with my finger. I can't find my stylus.
Yeah. The program.
Well, I did the best that I could.
The program allows, will select a signature for you, if that's what you mean.
Yeah, I had to do it. And oh my god, did I finish?
Okay.
I'm finished.
It's all finished? Okay. All right. Now, yes, I can see it's completed. All right. If you could go back to your text message, you should have received a message from 949. That's from me directly.
Mm-hmm.
You got it? Okay, perfect. Let me do this. I'm going to send you a phone number, a text message now with the link to the law firm. So be on the lookout for a call from them, okay? Bear with me.
Okay.
But we are all done. Is there any questions I can answer for you?
Nope.
Okay. Well, I'm sorry that you got diagnosed with cancer, but please, you're with us today. You're a survivor. You're doing well. You sound great. I thank you for letting me help you get signed up, and be on the lookout for the call from Pulaski Kirker, okay?
Okay.
Okay, well, that's it. Thank you, Camilla. You have a great day, okay?
You too.
Okay, thank you. Take care. Bye.